Zeg het alles bij het heen, hey, how you klee glalem, klee abanem, klee adama. Hakal taught. The Mishnah continued to discuss the case of a bias with two floors. There's a mace in the bottom floor, because I have been a mace in the bottom floor, and there's an aruba in the ceiling of the bottom floor, which leads to the top floor. And the tomb of the mace would escape through the aruba and be the time of everything in the upper floor if we don't seal the aruba. And until now, we're talking about a case where the aruba was sealed with a clay cheres, an earthenware clay. That the bottom part of the clay is facing down. And the bottom part of the clay cheres, or the outside of the clay cheres, is not makabel tumah. It's only makabel tumah from the inside, so therefore it can protect the upper floor from becoming tummy from the mace. As a clay moxis, or a clay eight, that becomes tummy both from the inside and the outside, such a clay would not effectively seal the aruba and protect the upper floor. As since a clay eight, or clay moxis, would become tummy from the mace, the tumor would escape right through it. As a clay that is tummy is not moxis, it doesn't protect the upper floor. And a clay moxis, or a clay eight, even if it was tall before we put it in the window, by virtue of putting it in the window and there's a mace on the bottom floor, it would become tummy from that mace. So it would become a kli tummy. It would not be chaytik of me'atuma. It would not effectively seal the window and protect the upper floor. But a kli cheres that is not tummy before we put it in would not become tummy by virtue of putting it into the aruba. Since the bottom part is facing down, the bottom part is not makabel tuma, it would not become tummy from the mace. So it would remain tar and it would be chaytik of me'atuma. It would protect the upper floor from becoming tummy from the mace. But that's only if the clay cheres was tar before we put it in. But if it was tummy before we put it in, even though it's not makabel tuma from the outside or from the bottom, only from the inside, but if it had become tummy from the inside, in such a case, it would be considered a clay tummy that is not chaytif if nea tuma, would not protect the upper floor from becoming tummy. So only if the clay cheres was tar before we put it in would it protect the upper floor. Now the Mishnah will discuss a case where we seal the aruba with a kli that's not makabel tumah at all. The Mishnah said, if the kli that we use to seal the aruba was made out of glalim dung, or avanim stone, or adama unbaked earth, these kalim would effectively seal the aruba, even if these kalim belong to an amaret, that these kalim are not makabel tumah at all. They can never become tummy, so therefore everything in the upper floor is tar, including clay matches or clay eights, that clay matches and clay eights would become tummy from the mace if we seal the aruba with the clay cheres, like we saw in the previous couple of mishnayos. But in this case, that we seal the aruba with the kalim that are not makabel tumah at all, in such a case, everything in the upper floor would be protected. Doesn't make a difference that this kli belongs to an ama aret, and even though the kli belongs to an ama aret, but the kli is not makabel tumah at all, even ama aret cannot be matami this kli, so it effectively protects everything in the upper floor from becoming tummy. Haya kli tar lekaidesh ulechatos. Hakol tar. If a kli that belongs to an amaret was used to seal that aruba, and we saw in the previous mishnah that if a kli cheres that belongs to an amaret seals the aruba, in such a case it would only protect the echle maskim and kli cheres. But if the kli tar that was used to seal that aruba is a kli that was reserved to be used with kaidesh for kachin or lechatos to put into that kli, the may afer from a par duma, in such a case, even though the kli is made out of cheres, which is makabel tumah from the inside, and we have to assume kalim that belongs to an amaret or tame, but in this case, it would protect and seal the aruba, and everything in the upper floor would be tar. The reason being, the Mishnah explains, shakol nemanim ala chatos. Everybody has trust as far as chatos, may chatos, meaning the may afer of a par duma, that kalim that are reserved for mechatas, and the same would be true for kalim that are reserved for kachim, even if those kalim belong to Namaret, we would believe them if they say it's tar. As the Chachamim gave nemanis, they gave trust to Namaret who are using kalim for the purpose of kachim or for chatas or for the mei for the paraduma, that those kalim would be tar. We would trust them that it's tar. So therefore, even though we have said previously that if the clay cheres, the seal of aruba, belongs to an amaret, that we cannot trust him that that clay is tar, and therefore it only protects echlin, mashkim, and clay cheres, not other kalim. But in this case, since the clay is reserved to be used for kachim, or for mechatas, which is a mei for paraduma, we believe in that it's tar, and everything would be protected from becoming tummy, even clay mashkim, even metal kalim, or clay eights, those kalim would also be protected, and would be tar, would not become tummy from the mace in the bottom floor. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, Mipnei sha kelim tahirim, u klei cheres tahirim, Umatzilim in Spanos Olam. The Mishnah explains what we just said, which is that Kalim that are tar, meaning Kalim that are not Makabel Tumah, which are the Kalim that we mentioned in the beginning of this Mishnah, Klei Glalim, Klei Avanim, or Klei Adamah, those Kalim are tar. They're not Makabel Tumah at all, so therefore even if the Kalim belong to Namart, they would effectively seal off the Aruba and would protect the Kalim in the upper floor from becoming Tumah. And the Mishnah goes on to explain the second case of the Mishnah, Klei Cheres Tahirin. Klei Cheres, even earthenware Kalim that are Makabel Tumah from the inside. But if they are Tahirin, meaning to say, if these are the type of kalim that we can believe the Amaharis that they are tarim, meaning that the kalim are reserved to be used for kachim or for mechatos, these kalim also effectively seal the aruba, since we believe the Amaharis that they are tarim. And these type of kalim would be masal and funus all, and they would protect and be chaytzei b'fnei atuma if they were used to seal off a gap in a wall of an oil. Meaning to say, if you have an oil, a tent that has a gap in it, and we seal that gap with one of the kalim that we just mentioned, kalim that are not makabel tumah, or kalim that are reserved for kaddish or for chatas, or we believe the amarata that they are tarim. Such a kli would seal off a gap in a dyphon of oil, in the wall of an oil, and together with the wall of the oil would effectively protect anything outside the oil from becoming tumah. So just like such a kli, together with the dyphon of the oil, would protect and be chaytid from nea tumah, so too, if such a kli was put into the aruba, the sky window between the bottom floor and the upper floor, it would be chayted b'fnei atuma. Together with the rest of the ceiling, it would effectively protect the kalim in the upper floor from becoming tamei. Even klei makris or kleis wooden kalim would be protected and would remain tar in such a case that the aruba is sealed with a kli that's not makabel tumah or with a kli that's reserved to be used for kaddish or for chatas. Ketzah. What's the case? You saw in the previous Mishnah that the Mishnah said that kalim that are not makabel tumah would protect, together with its funnels of an oil, together with the walls of the oil, from a tumah seeping in and being metamet the kalim that are inside the oil. And the Mishnah wants to know, what's the case where a kli that's not makabel tumah, such as klei avanim and klei glalim that we had in the previous Mishnah, these kalim are not makabel tumah, when would they protect together with the funnels of the oil from the tumah getting into the oil? So the Mishnah explains, Habor v'hadas sheva bayis. If you have a well, or a duct is an overground well inside a house, and this well has a mechita around it, it has a fence around the well, and the overground well, since it's overground, so it automatically also has a mechita around it. And there's a tumah inside the house, and there are kalim inside the bore of the duct. Uksisha nesuna alav. Talk. And there's a very large basket. The basket is so large that it's not makabel tumah, and it is turned over and put on top of the bore and the dust, sealing the bore and the dust. The kalim inside of the bore and the dust would be protected from the maces inside the house. The tumah of the mace would not penetrate into the bore and the dust, since the kvisha, which is not makabel tumah, seals off the bore and the dust. So therefore, those kalim are tar. As this is a case where a kli that's not makabel tumah, such as this kvisha, would seal off and protect the kalim inside the bore and the dust, as the kvisha, together with the fence around the bore and the dust, protect the kalim inside the bore and the dust. Imhaisa be'er chalaka okiberis pechusa. If inside a house there is a well that is smooth, meaning to say that it has no fence around it, it's an underground well that is even with the ground without any mechitza, or you have a beehive that's damaged or gaps in the walls of the beehive, and there are kalim inside the bear, and there are kalim inside the kiber, and there's a mace inside the house, ukfisha nesuna alei tamit. And there's a large basket that's not makabel tumah that's turned over and put on top of the be'er halakha or the kiveres p'chusa, sealing the be'er and sealing the beehive. Even so, the kalim inside the be'er and the beehive are not protected from the maze, and they would become tameh. And that which we said, that a kli that's not makabel tumah would protect kalim inside an oil, that's only if the oil has walls, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that a kli together with its funnels of the oil, together with the fence around the oil, would protect the kalim inside the oil from becoming tummy from the maze. But in this case, this be'er and kiberis do not have walls, and therefore the kvisha cannot protect the kalim inside of them, since the oil does not have walls, even though a kiberis literally does have walls, but they're not considered walls of an oil, they're considered walls of a kli, so therefore they would not help protect the kalim inside of them from becoming tummy. Imhaya neser chala Osarida she'en la gapayim tar. But if there was a plain, smooth board that sealed off the berach halak or the kiberes pechusa, or a kneading board that does not have handles was put on top of the Berech HaLakor Kiberes B'chusa, sealing it off. In such a case, it would effectively protect the kelim inside the Be'er or the Kiberes from becoming tamer for the maids. The kelim would be tar. The reason being is that a Neser Chalak or Sarida without handles is not considered a Kli. That which we said, that a Kli only protects an oil together with the Tfanos of the oil, that's if it's a Kli that's put on top of the oil. But in this case, a Neser Chalak or Sarida Sheinla Gafayim is not considered a Kli. Therefore, it would effectively seal off an oil, even though the oil does not have the funnels. Sheina Kalim Atzilim and funnels all in. Achi Yehei Lahem the funnels. As Kalim that seal off an oil cannot protect the Kalim inside that oil unless the oil has the funnels, unless it has walls. So therefore, in the case of the Berech HaLakor or the Kiberes B'chusa, since they do not have walls, a Kli cannot seal it off, but a Neser Chalak, a smooth board, or a kneading board could seal it off and protect the kelim inside of them, like we just had. But comment to Hayat Daifin. Tefa, how high does the wall around the oil have to be in order for the kelim inside the oil to be protected from a maid? If a kli that's not makabatuma seals off the oil, the Mishnah tells us the daifin would have to be a tefa high. The fence around the oil would have to be at least a tefa high. But if there are no tefanos to the oil, then we just said that a kli cannot protect the kelim inside the oil. But that's only if the kli that was put on top of the oil, that the kli itself did not have tefanos that are tefa. It had tefanos, but they weren't a tefa high. That's the case that we said that a kli cannot protect an oil that does not have tefanos. But if the kli itself has tefanos that were a tefa high, in such a case, the kli would protect an oil even if it has no tefanos, such as a Berech HaLakor, a well that does not have a fence. If you put a kli on top of the well, sealing it off, and that kli had tefanos that are a tefa high, in such a case, the kli would protect the kelim inside the well. Hayu la cheti tefach mikan, v'cheti tefach mikan, ein a doifen, at yehei la tefach mimakom echa. If there was a half a tefach here and a half a tefach here, meaning to say that we said that either the tefanos of the oil or the tefanos of the kli has to be a tefach high in order to protect the kelim inside the oil. Let's say neither the tefanos of the kli or the tefanos of the oil are a tefach high, but they're both a half a tefach high. Can we combine the two half tefachim to get a tefach and to protect the kelim inside the oil? The Mishnah says that does not work. It's not a daifin in such a case. You have to have a tefach in one place, meaning to say that if the kli that sealed off the oil had tefanos that are half a tefach, and the tefanos of the oil are also a half a tefach, that would not be considered tefanos, and the kelim inside the well would become tamei. Either the tefanos of the oil or the tefanos of the kli would have to be a tefach high to protect the kelim inside the oil.